Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Tuesday of the third week of Easter. First reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 51 to chapter 8, verse 1. Our psalm for today is Psalm 31. Our gospel reading will be taken from John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 30 to 35. It is obvious in today's first reading that Saint Stephen was a man of faith who had a clear understanding of scriptures and was open to and led by the Spirit. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Saint Stephen developed ears for the Word of God and eyes to observe the goodness of the Lord. The Holy Spirit also gave to Saint Stephen the courage to proclaim the Word of God without fear. He was an apostle and apologist of the faith in Christ Jesus and the Word of God. He was willing to die for the faith and in defense of the Word of God. Yes, it is difficult to be a Stephen in our world because, as Saint Stephen says in the first reading of today, some are stubborn with pagan hearts or with unbelieving hearts and unbelieving ears. Hence, they readily resist the Holy Spirit and are ready to kill those who uphold and proclaim the truth without fear and with confidence. In today's gospel reading, Jesus upheld a hard truth before the Jews, that it was not Moses who gave their ancestors the bread from heaven. It was his Father who gave them the bread from heaven, and that he is the true bread which has come down from heaven. Thus, he is the true bread of heaven and the Word of God in person. Thus, the truth must be prudently and calmly upheld, whether our listeners are listening or not. As true believers of the Lord, true apostles of Jesus, true followers of Christ, we yearn for a community of justice and fairness. We long for a society wherein the basic gifts of life are not partially or selectively distributed. We long for a home of peace and security. If you are an apostle of true love, true peace, true and sincere happiness, then be ready for persecution and opposition. But never forget that the Lord is your refuge. He is your rock. He is your stronghold. He will save you here on earth, and he will save you in heaven. Saint Stephen was stoned to death, but Jesus was present to receive his spirit in heaven. Psalm 94 from verse 15 following says, "For justice will prevail, and all the morally upright will be vindicated." It's just a question of time. Your words will be vindicated. The Lord, in his infinite mercy, will grant you victory today forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.